Hi folks, this is my May Day's boo for day 20. Hope you're doing well. I'm fine, I've just had a really relaxing evening actually. Because Sam's at Samarin's training. I had all these great plans to stay awake and feed the birds. Well, most of the birds have been fed, but Kendra just needs a bit of a top up and Frankie does as well. But I just didn't do it because I sat down and literally fell asleep. I think it must be still catching up with me after the last few days of sleeping at strange hours. But I still feel I'll sleep tonight, so I don't think it's going to impact at all, thankfully. Because I slept well quite well last night, so that was okay. But I think it's taking a while to adjust. Thank you to those of you who have messaged me privately on here. I will get back to you. I know, Melanie, that you sent me a message and a couple of other people as well quite a while ago. So I'm not ignoring you. I will get back to you possibly tomorrow now. Today, I'm going to sort of talk about this book that we started at this new book club we're doing. It's at Vision Links, which is our sort of charity for visually impaired people kind of in Herefordshire. And it was the first session today, and I went. And we sort of introduced ourselves and sort of talked about the books we liked and so on. And that took quite a while. It was quite nice to sort of hear about people's views of literature and what they enjoy. And then we started reading this book. So the volunteer who was sort of setting it up said, right, you know, I'd love to kind of read to you, basically. Because quite a lot of us are visually impaired. I guess some books you might not get access to. So she thought it was a good idea to kind of, you know, read as a book and us discuss it, which I thought was great. So she started reading this book called The Night Circus. I don't know if anybody's heard of it. And, it was absolutely brilliant, honestly. I can't even begin to describe the genre. I think it must be fantasy, I think. But it's about this magician. And he has a little girl. And she ends up coming to live with him. Because her mother commits suicide. So she sends this little girl to her dad. Now, she's got these sort of magical talents. You know, she can kind of make things move and break and stuff. So he decides to train her up. So he starts training her up. And I think he trains her for about sort of 9 months. And then he gets a friend of his to visit. And he says, do you want to play a bit of a game? And I thought, oh, what's this about then? And basically, to cut a long chapter short, it wasn't that long actually, but you know what I mean. They decide to have a competition. And the main magician, one of the main characters in the story, he says to his friend, right, you know, I've won these battles before, so you need to find somebody really good, basically, to compete with my daughter. Are we on, kind of thing? And his friend says, yep, definitely. So, basically, they make this kind of pact, and the little girl gets her hand basically scarred with this ring. It's like the friend puts a ring on her ring finger. And it basically burns her ring finger. It's a bit like a mark. And then the main character, I've forgotten his name, but yeah, the main guy, gives his friend a ring and says, right, this is to sort of brand your sort of participant, if you like. So it seems like the ring mark is part of, you know, the game for some reason. But it seems good, but it seems quite dark. But it's very well described in the way she's written it. You can kind of really feel where you are in the book. You sort of like, you know, there were descriptions of a night scene right at the beginning. And you can really get a sense of it just by listening or reading it. So I don't know whether anybody's read it or whether anybody knows of it, but if not, I would recommend it. I mean, I've only had the first two chapters, but I was hooked from the beginning. I was absolutely entranced almost. So yeah, that was that. I'm going to go and shut the curtains actually, because the birds are all sleeping. I'm actually going to... Oh, I'll leave that open, actually. The budgies are settling in well. So, yeah, that's the highlight. One of the highlights of my day was starting that book. Hello, Frankles. Okay. Hello, baby. Should we shut your curtains, then? Hopefully everybody's... settling down. Although I find that the greys, in particular, are quite restless. Then they sort of hear you come down, and they do move about a bit, even at night. So I used to cover mine when I only had Cookie. I used to cover him, and it covered Kendra for a while as well, because that's meant to help them sleep. But now with so many birds, there's no way we could cover them all. So we just don't. So, but I don't know, it's difficult to know the effects. I mean, they seem to sleep okay. They seem okay, you know. But, yeah. Gosh, I'm going to turn the heating on because I'm cold. So, yeah, then I came home, basically. I'm doing all this backwards. I don't know why I'm starting. I started talking about what I'd done. This evening, and then I went back to this morning, and now I'm going to talk about this afternoon. But anyway, this afternoon I came back, and I had Kendra out for a bit, and she's pestering the other birds a bit, and she's fine, you know, to a certain extent, you know. It's fine for her to go and visit them and talk to them and stuff, but I think she does have a habit of bugging them a bit. So I sort of tried to kind of get her a bit calmer, and I sort of held her on my lap, which she hated. She absolutely hated it. She was biting me and everything. She was throwing right wobbly. But I wouldn't let her get away with that. I was thinking, no, actually, you know, it's not going to hurt you to just be sort of held. You know, in the end, she calmed down. She was okay, but yeah, it wasn't very nice. And she sort of squawked a lot. And as I'm sure you know, her beak is very loud when she starts to use it. And it's quite painful, actually, when she starts to use it. I'm just going to... I'm going to put the kettle on, actually, in preparation for Sam coming home. So I'll just put that down there. I'll just put the phone aside. So, yeah, that was that. I did plan to have Cookie out, but it just didn't happen. I just needed some downtime, I suppose, where it was just me. So I very much enjoyed that. Excuse the water noise. Hopefully Sam is finding her training good. So sorry if this is a bit of a rambly taboo, but I didn't really know what else to talk about. I thought talking about this book was quite good, because I'd quite like to know if anybody's heard of it, read it. Oh, I'm trying to think whether I said this. Have I said this before on this boo? Then do forgive me. I'm a bit forgetful. thanks to those of you who have sent me messages. I will get in touch with you. I know, Melanie, you sent me one. And a couple of other people have as well. And I haven't got back to you yet. And it's nothing personal at all. I will get back to you probably tomorrow now. So just wanted to acknowledge that and thank you for those. And so on Sunday, she's a kind of friend. We've had a bit of a conflicting friendship over the past. My friend and her partner are coming to visit me very quickly after my friend's partner has gone to see her mum. Who lives fairly close. And I haven't seen this friend for about a year. And it's been quite difficult to get to sort of meet up, really, because she's busy. She lives in Cardiff, so she lives quite a way away. And just generally, she's quite a sort of erratic person. She's sort of... she's all over the place. She's sort of one of these people that you can't really pin her down. So it's a bit of a nightmare to sort of get seeing and stuff. So Sunday, she's coming down here to see us for a couple of hours and to meet Sam, because she's not met Sam yet. So I feel a bit nervous about that. I'm not very good at having people in my house I was going to say, I'm not very good at having people that I don't really know, but obviously I know her. I just haven't sort of seen her for a while, so it's a bit... I suppose when you haven't seen somebody for a bit, but it can be a little bit... Ooh. You know, obviously there's some friends that you see and you think, oh, like, it's like... You know, it's like we saw each other yesterday. Whereas my friend and her partner... You know, I don't know. Because it's been a bit conflicted over the years. I don't know how it'll be. And I just feel a little bit uncomfortable, I suppose. I did say to them, you know, we can come to Hereford and meet you. But they said, no, don't worry. You know, we'll come, you know, because we're in the area anyway, which is fine. So that was quite sweet to save us travelling. But I don't know. I'm happy about it. I'm just a bit apprehensive. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to sort of play it by ear and see how it goes. I suppose I don't know when I'll next see her, so, you know, goodness knows. I'm presuming that she won't be able to stay that long because she's going to get back to Cardiff. But anyway... it's just me rambling on. Right, I've made the tea now for Sam for when she comes back. Sort of pour the water on, basically. It's quite cold. It's just funny weather. It's chilly now. It's been warm today, but, you know, quite breezy. So that's that. So that's about it, really, folks. I will send this now so that I'm not waffling too much. And I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now. 45 minute time remaining. Publish button.